course of the last year or two?
Well, I think both teams have very similar styles, maybe different systems, but similar styles, right? They both play the same way. And they've been never short on storylines. They just big leads lost, lots of action at both ends, lots of hitting. So if you're turning on a game to watch, these are the games I enjoy watching and be a part of, because there's lots of emotion there, and getting into a playoff series with a team certainly will increase that.
Did you almost need a playoff series to really cement a rivalry?
I don't know. I think, you know what, if you were to say a Central Division rivalries, but there's, you know, Nashville and St. Louis and Minnesota were the games that I thought were always really physical and heavy, and you know, both teams showed up every night. So there was that energy coming out of the rink that you knew you had to be really good. You've got to be good to win the game. You've got to be on, and you know what kind of game it's going to be. So that emotion kind of comes with the start of the game.
Ryan Johansson had some praise for Mark Scheifele today. The matchup is kind of the two top centers. How have you seen Mark continue to get better in those kind of circumstances of having to beat your guy when the other team's maybe giving him more credit than what he's had in years past?
Well, I think Mark's earned that in his play. And that line then with Kyle's kind of development, along with, you know, Blake's such a good pro, that line draws attention. And what Mark's done really well is he's made his game bigger. So gifted player, really good in small areas, really good hands. But what he's done, he's been a player that, for me, I can play him against the other team's best. So we look at the matchups maybe slightly differently at home and a road. But when you got into that series last year, I mean, it was pretty clear in the first 10 minutes. The matchup was what it was, and we just left it, right? Both teams liked the matchup. And why wouldn't you? I mean, it was a seven-game series. It was good for both teams. And Mark's elevated his game now that from his coach, I can play him with the idea that we hope he's better than the other team center every night, but we know I don't have to hide him defensively. He can be good at both ends.
500th game for Matthew Perreault tonight. What does it say about his journey? I mean, prototypical sixth round, who had to kind of scratch and claw for everything he's got.
And reinvent himself, and you see it in the game. So he comes into the league as a center iceman and a playmaking center, and he gets out to the wing, and we call him a grinding player at his size, but he does it a certain unique way, right? He's on the puck, and he plays with that grinding mentality as a smaller guy, but still has the hands that made him a nifty centerman. He's evolved as a player and become very valuable to our team.
How much has moving to the wing helped him? I mean, part of it was because of the nature of the injury, but
yeah, I think that's his natural position. I think everybody has a position. When you get to the NHL, things change, right? And styles of games have changed, where for the most part, you're looking for as much speed as you can get in the middle of the ice. He's a little different. He's got tremendous quickness, right? Because of the effort that he puts into moving fast. And it also frees him up a little bit more to be a little bit more aggressive. One of the things he's good at is plays that you might think as a coach that you would want to pull the player off. You know, we don't have a lot of pressure on the puck, and maybe we get into a bit more of a defensive mindset. With that stick and his quickness, he can get in and get really aggressive. It's easier for your hockey club if he's not playing center ice and doing that at the same time.
Has been skating on his own back in Winnipeg this year. Any update on just the next step?
Yeah, the next step is he'll join the team. That'll happen over, I would think, the next 3 to 5 days.
Not anticipating him going to the Moose at all. Like, he'll join the Jets right away.
That would be my understanding. That's Kevin's decision.